Hello, how have y'all been? Welcome back to another episode of I Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. So it has been a week. I have been dealing with a few mental health issues. If you do not know me personally, I suffer from anxiety and depression, and some days just hit worse than others. But today's a good day, and it's April Fool's. Don't prank me. Anyway, we're going to do a new episode today. And today, if you follow me on my Facebook group, you know that we had a contest this week, and I asked my listeners and my followers to give me suggestions of some episodes that they would like to hear me do. And the winner of that contest was Kristen James, and she is from Hattiesburg, Mississippi. She is actually a good friend of mine, and she suggested the story of Jerry Lee Armstrong, who went missing in 1977 in DeSoto County, Mississippi. So that is what we're going to be doing today. So I hope that y'all enjoy, sit back, relax, and let's have a good day. So before I get into the story, I do want to give a little warning. This episode might be a little triggering to some people. It does have racial issues in it. And I want you to be aware of that. And I don't want any hate on this episode. So if you don't like it, please just skip to next episode. Next time I record, there will be plenty of other episodes. But anyway, let's get started. On December 23rd, 1977, Jerry Lee Armstrong was last seen by his girlfriend when he dropped her off at her home after a school dance. This was around 11 p.m. Jerry was a high school senior, and he was also a quarterback on his high school football team. Jerry was just a normal teenage boy. He had no enemies, and there was no reason for anyone to want to hurt him. When Jerry disappeared, he was driving his brother's 1973 white Pontiac Le Mans, I think I pronounced that correctly. It's a vehicle, and he was driving that when he disappeared. Unfortunately, the car has never been recovered, and foul play is suspected in his disappearance. It's been over 40 years since Jerry Lee went missing, but his family believes that he was actually murdered, and they believe that it was a racial issue. Jerry's brother, Johnny, has spent the majority of the time that he's been missing, like over 40 years, searching for answers. He said that when his brother became quarterback on the football team, it didn't go over that well. Johnny Armstrong, Jerry's brother, said that a lot of the teammates on the football team, a lot of the white teammates, were not happy about Jerry being the quarterback. They were jealous of him. The last time his family saw him was 2 days before Christmas on the 23rd, when his family had a Christmas dinner, and then later he went to the high school dance with his girlfriend. Johnny said his parents woke up about 12:30 a.m. looking for Jerry because he said he would be home around midnight. His mom said immediately something has happened to Jerry. Of course, Johnny's disappearance affected his whole family, especially his mom, who died at 49. And she died with a broken heart, never knowing what happened to her son. And as a mother myself, I cannot imagine the pain that she was going through, not knowing what happened to her son. Over the last 40 plus years, Johnny and his family have heard different theories about what happened to Jerry. There are some people that believe that Jerry was murdered by white supremacists on the side of the road and then thrown into a landfill. There are other people that think that Jerry was actually mistaken for his brother Jerry, who at the time was in an interracial relationship, and Jerry was driving Johnny's vehicle. I'm sorry, that was his brother James' vehicle. The Armstrong family had received several phone calls throughout the years during the investigation, but one particular phone call made the family call the FBI. The phone call, the person on the other end used a racial slur and told Jerry that he was going to tell the investigators to back off, because if not, he was next. So basically, he threatened the family. Jerry's brother Johnny believes that someone does know what happened to his brother, but they are too afraid to come forward, which, like I said, it is a racial issue, and they probably are scared. They're probably scared for their life, and that's very sad, very scary. Initially, police assumed that Jerry had left on his own accord instead of someone hurting him or foul play. They just assumed that he had left. Also, I know that the names are confusing. The articles that I am finding this information on is also confusing in the wording of the names. So let me just kind of clear this up a little bit. Jerry Lee Armstrong is the man that we are talking about. He is the man that went missing. His brother James's vehicle is the one that he was driving when he disappeared. And the interview, or some of the interviews that I have found, were from his brother, Johnny. Okay? So I might have mixed some of that up in this episode, but those are the three names of the men. And I'm going to try to keep them straight for the rest of the episode. But Jerry Lee Armstrong is who we're talking about. He is the important figure in this episode. So anyway, police initially thought that Jerry left on his own accord, but his family didn't believe that. They said that he had a lot of great opportunities coming his way. He had no reason to just up and leave. He had also had Christmas presents in the vehicle for his siblings, so he definitely had plans of returning back home. Jerry's brother, Johnny, believes that Jerry was murdered by someone that was either formerly or currently, at the time, part of the Ku Klux Klan, also known as the KKK. Multiple rumors have spread about Jerry's disappearance, and also a lot of the witnesses were intimidated by law enforcement. And Jerry's family have also received death threats, and they also presume that the vehicle was buried, and like I said, that they believe that Jerry was thrown into a landfill. Jerry's brother Johnny has criticized the DeSoto County Police Department. He said that they did not thoroughly investigate Johnny's disappearance when he originally disappeared in 1977. And more current investigations, the investigators have said that some important documents were missing from Jerry Lee's missing persons file. In 2009, the case received more media attention when a set of human skeletal remains were found in Arkansas. The remains matched Jerry's description, but once DNA testing was done, it was determined that they did not belong to Jerry Lee. In February of 1984, Jerry Lee's brother James, the one whose vehicle... he had been riding in, was actually murdered, and they do not know the circumstances of that situation. This happened in Tate County, Mississippi. Investigators originally classified James's death as a suicide, saying that he shot himself in the chest, but his mother and younger brother Johnny did not believe that.
I'm sorry, that was his younger brother, Jimmy. Jimmy spent the whole weekend with James prior to his death, and he said that James showed no signs of suicidal tendencies or anything like that. The coroner's report, though, officially stated that James died of cardiac arrest, and his brother Johnny believes that he died out of fear. He was scared. Investigators have found no evidence that James's death was anything other than a suicide, and they're not sure, there's no proof or anything that his death has anything to do with his brother Jerry Lee's disappearance a few years prior to this. Unfortunately, Jerry Lee's case still remains unsolved, but his siblings are still alive and they are still looking for justice. Unfortunately, his mother passed away in 1987, not knowing anything, not knowing any answers of what happened to her son. And unfortunately, that is all the information that we have. This is a sad situation, a sad story, and unfortunately, we may never know the answers. And that's really sad, especially for his family. No one should have to go through this. No family, white, black, Asian, Mexican, it doesn't matter. These people have families, they are loved, and they are missed. And I hope that you enjoyed this episode. I will be posting a picture of Jerry Lee on my Facebook group, so please join it if you have not already. It is also called I Promise to Shoot You If You Become a Zombie. And please stay tuned for the next episode. Again, thank you to Kristen James for suggesting this episode. And I hope you have a good day. Bye.